all child sexual abuse that's going to be encountered by a ministry staff member isn't necessarily within the congregation itself, like one of their staff members or volunteers. It's a child who's telling us about what's happening in their core world. This is a family member or a step sibling or a, heaven forbid, a dad or a mom or, you know, it's issues that are being communicated or brought to the church from the child's core world. And this is another place where the church drops the ball. Instead of making the report in accord with existing law, they attempt to rehabilitate this circumstance within the family, which seldom works, negates the reality. I've yet to encounter ministry staff members who are equipped to enforce or hold a preferential offender accountable for his or her deviant sexual attraction to children. They're not equipped to do so. Mm-hmm. And when the church signs off on, we're going to handle this within the family, we're going to handle this within the church, it's an egregious lapse. It's zero accountability for the actual offense. It speaks volumes to the child. Clearly, my church leaders don't care that this happened to me. And it's a crime to fail to report. So it's a mischaracterization of a criminal act all the way around. And I can't help but think if it were any other criminal act, if somebody came into church this Sunday or over the week and said, hey, I've been axe murdering people, I'm pretty sure it would get reported.
Yeah.
If somebody came in and said, you know, I've been burglaring houses, pretty sure that would get reported because it's a crime. But in this situation, there's something about child sexual abuse, and part of it goes back to what we discussed earlier this week. Molesters groom the gatekeepers, and they groom ministry staff members to think that they're helpful, trustworthy, responsible people. They groom them to think, if this happened at all, it was this much of it and not all this over here, and the child must have misconstrued or misunderstood the rest. And it's never happened before. I won't do it again. So we've got a real, real blind spot in the church for these types of issues. And it's a blind spot that is the offender takes advantage of it. We're an easy in.